Valley, we were able to leave the structure still standing.
Two local fire departments come together to save a Chilkat Valley residents, and horses get a break on their next ferry trip. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell with Misty Wiley. That news and more up next. A house fire at a Chilkat Valley structure caused major damage but no injuries over the weekend. The 911 call came into Haines Dispatch about midday on Friday for a fire at the residence and hotel on Mosquito Lake Road, known as the Funny Farm. Fire Chief Scott Bradford at the Haines Volunteer Fire Department says a mutual aid agreement between the Haines Department and the Klaheeny Valley Fire Hall automated an initial response with six firemen and a fire truck from the Up Valley Group.
We responded as such, and while we were responding, you know, we were getting information from Klaheeny Valley with that it was a working fire, and so we dispatched a tanker to assist from town so we had more water.
About 15 firefighters and supporting emergency medical service workers responded to the scene, where all occupants, including humans, birds, and dogs, were safely out of the building. But the fire had progressed.
Once we arrived on scene, there was smoke coming out all the eaves and the roof of the structure. After a brief discussion with the Klaheeny Valley Fire Department members, we were able to make entry into the building with some proper ventilation.
Chief Bradford described the approach to fighting the fire on the second story of the large two-story building with an attic as difficult due to the construction of the building and inaccessibility.
So we could not see any of the access holes in the roof. We tried to create our own access holes, pulling sheetrock down, and we kind of had to look around until we could find holes that had burned through the plywood that helped us gain access, and, you know, we were able to control the fire to the roof and attic area with some, you know, smoke damage and a lot of water damage throughout the building. But fortunately, with a lot of hard work and teamwork with Klaheeny Valley, we were able to leave the structure still standing.
According to the fire department, the second story sustained the most damage, and the roof was basically destroyed. Friends of the Funny Farm, of which there are many, kept up with the saga through online postings from the scene. They describe the damage, saying the roof will likely collapse under the next snow. They further note that the Discovery Channel TV crew, which had been staying there, was on their way out when they saw the fire and rescued the animals and called 911. No one else was in the building at the time. The Klaheeny Valley crew again responded to the residents at about 2:30 a.m. to put out a rekindle of the original fire, and the episode was over by early Saturday morning.
You know, it was kind of difficult for us to get to all areas because it started becoming unsafe with the roof collapsing and stuff. And so it was pretty difficult to just really get the fire totally out. And so those kinds of things you expect to rekindle a little bit and a few little hot spots.
The cause of the fire is undetermined, but a fire investigator may visit the location to conduct research on behalf of an insurance company. The Haines Volunteer Fire Department has responded to just over 30 fire call-outs so far this year. Chief Bradford called that an average amount for the year. They usually handle a couple of working fires, lots of false alarms, and several chimney fires. But it was still a successful first for the local department. It was the first time the two Chilkat Valley departments, which go through training sessions several times a month, were able to work with each other on such a large-scale call. Again, Haines Fire Chief Scott Bradford.
You know, it was one of the first real working fires that we worked with Klaheeny Valley. We've been on several fires with them, but this definitely was the largest fire that we assisted. And, you know, there were some challenges there with the size of the structure and the limited manpower, but we worked together and we left the structure still standing, so that was a success.
Alaska's Marine Highway System is asking the legislature to budget $22 million for new fast ferry engines. but it may not use the money if a lawsuit against the shipbuilder succeeds. Engines on the Fairweather and Chinigo have shown signs of excessive wear that could stop them from sailing within a few years. State officials tried to negotiate a solution and then filed suit. They also asked the court for a preliminary injunction forcing the builders to provide replacements soon. That's because the engines could wear out before the issue goes before a jury. Ferry Chief Mike Newsell says experts check the engines at least every year.
The Fairweather just recently underwent an inspection and was granted authority to operate for another year, so we are good through the summer 2012 operating season on Fairweather's engines.
The Chinigo will be inspected in January, and its engine cylinders could be bored out to remove damage, but little more can be done for the Fairweather's power system. The $22 million would replace one ship's engines. It's part of Governor Sean Parnell's capital budget request for the fiscal year starting in January. Newsell says it would not be a direct appropriation of state money.
Those are federal receipts. That's really seeking authority from the legislature to be able to use federal funds to replace the fast ferry engines should that become necessary.
He says replacement engines would likely come from the company that built the current set. That's because few choices are available.
They have safely powered the ship, moved a lot of people, moved a lot of vehicles, and have done it safely. It's just a longevity issue and the ability for them to last as long as the ship lasts that's really the heart of the issue here.
It's not known when the judge will rule on the preliminary injunction against shipbuilder, director shipyards, and the subcontractors that built the engines. The fast ferries each carry up to 250 passengers and 36 vehicles. The Fairweather was built in 2004 and the Chinigo in 2005. The Alaska Marine Highway System is also making it easier for horse owners to travel with their animals. Equestrians earlier this year complained that a $1,000 per animal deposit was excessive. The money covered the cost of cleaning up any waste that ended up on the car deck. Ferry Chief Mike Newsell says the new policy reduces the deposit to $500. It also covers multiple animals being transported together. Newsell says horse owners can put the deposit on a credit card, which will not be charged unless there's a problem.
We don't actually have to collect the money. In fact, we would prefer not to actually collect the money, only to have to give it back, because hopefully there won't be any need to retain it, because hopefully there won't be any need for a cleanup. But we need those assurances that we have access to the cleanup funds if we need them.
Horse owners said that the $1,000 per animal deposit kept youth groups from traveling to horse shows and competitions. Some equestrians also asked to be allowed off the ferry to exercise their horses on voyages to and from Bellingham. Newsell says owners can already buy a split vehicle and trailer ticket for those trips. That way they can drive off, let their horses out for a while, and then reboard.
The difference in fares between a Juneau to Bellingham direct versus the Juneau to Ketchikan, Ketchikan to Bellingham ticket is $1 per linear foot of vehicle. So if you have a 35-foot truck-trailer combination, it would be $35 extra to do that double ticketing like that.
He says the deposit is a recent addition to ferry rules. It was added because new federal guidelines prohibit washing anything off the deck into the ocean. The changes were presented at last week's Marine Transportation Advisory Board meeting.
One of the most anticipated events of the holiday season took place this last Saturday. The Yuletide Ball was set to sizzle with a red-hot electric Christmas theme this year. Many arrived to party wearing a wide variety of clothing, from the beach look to anything red. One creative couple got really into the electric Christmas spirit, wearing red long johns studded with glowing Christmas lights. One of the highlights of the evening was the presenting of the Helen B. Clark Award. This award is given to a person who exhibits commitment to community through service. Jeff Brady introduced the recipient.
This year's winner has been an active member of our community for many years. She started serving several years on the Child Care Council Board and helping out with Little League, and then working with children of all ages. She is a fixture along with her husband at the Elks Burger Feeds and other school fundraisers, putting in at least 15 years of baking things for her two daughters' classes from kindergarten on up, and she even has a couple years to go. She's helped with the Elks Hoop Shoot, Soccer Shoot. She's coached intramurals. She's been a chaperone. She has most recently been the high school volleyball coach. And then in the summer, she doesn't stop. She's just as busy. She ran the Little League program for a decade.
She's been the director of our very successful softball tournament over the 4th of July for at least 15 years. She's also set up and run basketball camps in the summer and found time to participate in a number of other health-related activities like the breast cancer walk. Lastly, according to her husband, her hardest job has been keeping him out of trouble for the past 20 years. So tonight we honor Cindy O'Daniel.
The winners of the photo contest, gingerbread house contest, and coloring contest were announced by Kristen Wagner.
For the gingerbread house contest, so kids, the third place is Kayla Fildy. Second place is the after-school program from Skagway Rec Center. And first place was Austin Ricker. And now the real third place. Cindy O'Daniel with her very haunted gingerbread house. Second place was Gretchen Jasperson with her very elaborate, awesome treehouse gingerbread house. And first place was Jill and Madison Cox with their Hawaiian gingerbread theme. Thank you everybody for participating.
The party continued with live music and dancing. Reporting for KHNS, this is Misty Wiley.
For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for contributions to this report, and also to Misty Wiley, the new part-time KHNS Skagway reporter, now reporting from the newly installed KHNS newsroom in Skagway.